Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for the second little mini .NET Nuke session of Mix. And I'm going to talk to you today about our incorporation of Razor into .NET Nuke. My name's Charles Nurse. I'm senior architect with .NET Nuke Corporation. I've been working with .NET Nuke and on .NET Nuke since September of 2004. For the last 2.5 years as an employee of .NET Nuke Corporation. So what are we going to talk about today? The first piece is just a little run over about what is Razor and web pages. The two things go together. And then we're going to talk about how we're adding .NET Nuke support for Razor scripting within your .NET Nuke application. I'm going to review the Razor host module, which is how we implement .NET Razor support today. It's done as a module because Razor requires an advanced version of .NET, and we don't want to limit our users to have to be running on .NET 4. There are some caveats which we'll discuss, and then I will show you how you can build and distribute a Razor script-based module of your own, and then we'll talk about some future things that are coming in the latest version of .NET Nuke, which is due to ship sometime this summer. So before we start, how many people here were at the keynote on yesterday morning? Probably all of you. And you probably saw Scott Hanselman do a cool demo on using Razor and web pages. And some of the things he did there we're going to do today. And so I'm not going to spend a lot of time about talking about Razor and web pages, but just this one slide here is all I'm going to spend. And just a little quick review. So let's split the two pieces and talk about them separately. There are two components that are important to what we do. Razor is a syntax, and it is a parsing engine. So it's a new syntax for mixing markup and code. And there's a C# variety and a VB variety. There is a simple delimiter, the @, which allows you to switch from HTML to Razor. So that's what Razor is. But there is also web pages. Web pages is a different web stack. We have web forms, we have MVC, and now we have web pages. It's a simpler web stack that uses the CSHTML file type and the VBHTML file type, and is a new base class that is used for developing web applications. Razor is not, CSHTML file is not Razor. CSHTML file is a web page. It happens to use Razor syntax inside. So I think it's clear that you need to get that differentiation to start off with. So how do we add .NET support for Razor within .NET Nuke? Well, one of the biggest problems is both Razor and web pages require .NET 4. They have a dependency on .NET 4. .NET Nuke currently only requires .NET 3.5. The latest statistics show that about 85% of all websites are running, or all .NET websites are running on 3.5. Only about 10% are running on .NET 4, even though we're about a year since its release. So if we took a dependency on .NET 4, that would lock us out of 85% of the installed base out there. So we didn't do that, and so we introduced two new components, a new library that we ship, .NET Nuke.web.razor, which does take that dependency on .NET 4, and a Razor host module, which also takes a dependency on .NET 4. And so, obviously, you can only use these if your .NET Nuke instance is running on .NET 4. And in fact, if you try and install it when your instance is running on .NET 3.5, it will throw an error, and we will inform you that we can't install that module. .NET Nuke.web.razor consists of two fundamental classes. The Razor module-based class. Have any of you out there done .NET Nuke development? Yeah, two or three people at the front there. We have a base class within the standard .NET Nuke which inherits from user control and allows us to recognize that user control or ASCX file is a .NET Nuke file and has certain properties. We've extended that base class in the Razor module-based class. And then there is also a .NET Nuke web page class. And guess what? That it extends the base web page class that I mentioned in the earlier slide, which is the piece of the Razor web pages a solution that we're actually going to run here. And then we have the Razor host module. So let's switch over and have a little demo and have a look at switch glasses so that I can see my laptop. So here I have the website, but we're going to actually dive into Visual Studio. And here we have three classes which are important here. So the first one here is actually the one of our base classes. We have two, a portal module base and module user control base. They essentially are varieties of the same thing. The major part that we require in order to inject a module into .NET Nuke is that the class control implements iModule control. So I just brought that up to show you these are the things that we need in order to inject a module into our framework. The Razor module base, which is the new one, inherits from that base class and has a few extra pieces. Okay, and so what we do here is in the on pre-render mode, what we do is we first check, is there an affiliated Razor script? So what we're doing here is we have a control and we have an affiliated Razor script that we're going to parse. So in this case, we first check that our Razor script that we're using is not null, and then we go to and then we try and create a web page from that. Now this is fairly straightforward. All we have to do is to make a call to build manager and pass in that Razor script file. Build manager, if you have the pieces from Microsoft in your bin folder, build manager knows that a CSHTML file or a VBHTML file will compile into a web page. So in this case, we're just getting the compiled type. If the type is null, then we're going to create an instance of that type and return it. So here we have a check here to make sure that we haven't returned null, and otherwise we're going to throw an invalid operation exception. So the next step is to actually say, okay, I've got a CSHTML file. I know it's a web page, but we got to make sure that it actually is a .NET Nuke web page. And so we'll try and cast it to a .NET Nuke web page. And that's a piece of trickery that you can configure web.config to actually say that, tell the build manager that instead of returning web page, return .NET Nuke web page. And so that's all we've done in the web.config file. I'll show you that in a minute. So now we've cast it into a web page or .NET Nuke web page. The first thing we do is, in order to get context, we set the context of that page. This HTTP context up here, just this property here, which is wrapping the actual system's HTTP context. ASP.NET web page requires that its property is a context-based, not an HTTP context, so we use the wrapper to do that. Then we set the virtual path of the web page to point at the CSHTML file that we have, or VBHTML file. We initialize some helpers, which is a method here. All that does is it enables some of our to provide some helpers to your script file. So you can just go dnn dot and get access to the tab or the current tab or the current module or the current portal. And then we have some other helpers for doing HTML and URLs. Sorry about that. Then the final step is we fire up a string writer and execute the page hierarchy method on call the execute page hierarchy method of the base class, which takes the writer and basically returns the rendered string that normally a web page would output to the browser or would send down to the browser. So we're capturing that, and then we're embedding it in a literal control inside the ASCX file that is hosting the script. So that's basically how we allow the system to use a CSHTML or VBHTML script files. Just a quick look at the actual base class that we've added. And here it's fairly simple. We inherit from web page base, and we have three properties. And we have we override the base configure page method so that this method you have to override so that any child pages that Razor is that we're using it in our CSHTML also get all those properties sent down to them. Where's my clicker? There it is. Oh, go switch. So, so the Razor host module, what it does, as I said before, it requires .NET 4. It includes all of the helper assemblies that Microsoft ship as part of Razor and web pages, and we bundle those all up, and so that you don't have to have that pre-installed into your site. The only requirement you have to have on your site is that it's running in a .NET 4 app pool, and so this is installed, and then it comes with a very simple Notepad type UI that allows you to create scripts and edit scripts. And I think I'm going straight back into a demo to actually demo the module, so switch back. So on this page, I've already pre-installed the Razor host module, and hopefully the site will wake up. And here is the Razor host module running a simple, this is a simple script. Well, I'll show you that's actually running on this site, and I will show you that indeed 5 plus 6, click the add button, returns 11. Okay, well, how did it, so there's two things, there's two actions that are part of this module. The first is you're able to edit a script. And so there is a number of scripts that we include as part of the module, and so you can choose one of these pre-created scripts, and the ones that are numbered 1 through 4 are scripts that are based on the chapters of the book on they call it a book on Razor that are up on the ASP.NET website. So there's a bunch of tutorials there and walkthroughs, and we've just taken some of those scripts and put them in here so that you can actually walk through those tutorials and do the same thing within .NET Nuke. So in this case, I was using the add number script, and in the window down here, which is just a simple text area, you can actually see the script. If I want to change that, for instance, there's also a Twitter script that uses Twitter helpers, and here you can see it's fairly basic here. I've just got a little form up here, and then just a couple of calls to the Twitter helper. And if I click is active to make this current script the active script, and click save script and return, now my page will actually be rendering what that script actually renders. So wait for the internet connection to work, and hopefully we'll get a Twitter feed coming out in our Twitter. No, it's taken a while to connect. Let's see. I will see if it, like, no, I think the wireless connection is not good enough to get the feed into Twitter, but that's basically, there is a Twitter helper app that all I've done there is to incorporate that into my .NET Nuke site. So that's basically it. If you wanted to create your own script, using the Razor host module, you could do that. There's an add new script file there. Or you could just use Web Matrix, the tool that Microsoft shipped at the same time. And here in the Razor modules section is where all the Razor modules are installed. And in this case, the Razor host is installed here. All the script files that we created are here, and you can see all the script files. So you could create your own script file there, or if because the UI is a little nicer, or you could create your script file inside the module itself. So I mentioned there are some caveats. So what are the caveats? You've got to remember we are still in a web form. We are running a web page. We're injecting it after rendering it into a web form. So one of the restrictions on a web form, of course, we're still constrained by one of the restrictions that you can't have a separate form tag. So if you see any example Razor scripts that include the form tag, you can use that as is as long as you remove the form and tag and its closing tag, because all web forms have a form tag at the very base page level. And the other thing you've got to be careful about is most Razor scripts assume that your CSHTML, your VBHTML scripts are somewhere in the root of the site. But as you just saw from my little view in WebMatrix, our Razor module is installed in desktop module / Razor module / and there they are there, and they could be even deeper. So you've got to be careful to make sure that you don't use rooted URLs. But anything else that you see as an example of, then you can use it as is. So going back to my laptop and back to the demo, the next little thing. So I've got my script that I've created. I want to take that script and I want to bundle it up into a package and ship it off to my customer if I'm a consultant, or I want to distribute it through Snowcover, or I want to put it up on a Coplex. I think it's a really cool script that I've created using this. And so you can now, using the Create Module button within the Razor host module, you can actually create a module from it. So I'm going to use the Twitter one here. I'm going to create it in this folder and give it the same name. Give it a description and add it to a test page and click Create Module. And what this is going to do is actually going to copy the script that I selected, Twitter. Going to copy it into the folder, Twitter module. It's also going to create a little ASCX stub file with the same name, Twitter, because that's which inherits from that Razor module base class. And we've created our new page and we've browsed to it, and there's my Twitter module. It's still not connecting with the internet and the Twitter feed, so now you have the module there. So let's actually see what we've done now is we've extracted the files out of the, let me just refresh here in and you see now here is our Twitter module. It's the same Twitter, the same script file was copied over. It's created a manifest. If any of you have created .NET Nuke modules, you know it needs a manifest. It's created a ASCX stub file, as I mentioned, and the only thing that has is a line at the top that says that it inherits from Razor module base. And then .NET Nuke already has the ability to take a module that you've created and bundle it up into a zip file, and that hasn't changed. So then you would go to the normal place where you would do that and bundle it up, put it into a zip file and ship it off. And in fact, all you have to do with this one is to take those three files and copy them into a zip file. So there's the base class or the ASCX file that I was saying that inherits from Razor module base. All very cool. But we're announcing today that there is enhanced Razor support in .NET Nuke 6. We're going to make Razor scripts first-class citizens. No need to have that little host stub file. You can. So in order to accomplish that, though, because our module injection process expected there to be a user control, we've actually changed that module injection process to use a factory pattern. And there is a web forms module control factory if it detects that it's an ASCX file. Or if your module control source says it's a CSHTML file, then it will create a Razor module control factory and inject the CSHTML file directly into the source tree. And it still uses a host, but it's a web control, it's a server control, it's just part of the assembly. You don't have to worry about shipping an ASCX file around. Now, the Razor Module Control Factory still requires .NET 4. So the way we got around that is to we fire that up by reflection. We just pass in the type name as a string, so we don't take a dependency directly on any .NET 4 pieces. And here I will do a quick run through and show you what that looks like. I've got 4 minutes left. So I've already created a little script here called mixdemo. And all it has is right now is a couple of using statements there. And I'm going to go to the normal area in the module definitions. I need to take that script file and tell my .NET Nuke application that I can go to create new module. Anybody that's done any module development will recognize that this is the normal one of the ways that you register a module that you're developing within the site. Let's say this module is created from a new control. It's located in Razor Modules. It's located in the mixed demo folder. And now this particular piece of .NET Nuke 6 recognizes that CSHTML is now a valid file type. And then I'm going to add it to a test page. So do exactly the same thing as I did creating. And we'll get a page fired up there. Now, if you notice, there's nothing in this file. And I'm not sure whether this is going to work, because there's no script actually in there yet. I'm not sure whether this is going to work, because all of this relies on having an internet connection and having the wireless working. Unlike Visual Studio, Web Matrix doesn't support snippets, so I have to do copy-paste. So here I'm going to add a Facebook button to this page. I'm going to save it to this script, and I'm going to just refresh my page, and there's my Facebook button. So what can I do with that? Well, what I could do is I could say, actually, what I want to do is one of the normal .NET Nuke tricks you can do. And if I got to remember where the setting is, I'm going to display this module on all pages. So now I get my like button showing up all over my site. So a simple little Razor script, which has the ability to, and these Facebook helpers and Twitter helpers and all these kind of helpers are out there. You saw Scott Hanselman do the same thing on his site, put a Facebook button everywhere, and this you could do the same thing here. I'm not sure whether this will work, but because I'm not sure the connectivity I've got. No, it's not. Oh, it's requiring me to log in. That's why. So I'm not logged in right now. Yeah, I'm getting an error back because I think it's not getting a response back from the server very well. But you can extend this. You can extend this even further quite simply by the next piece you could add is you could have a tweet button. That there. These are all things that they did yesterday in the keynote, and they're all things you can do in your site too. And refresh the page. The module's on every page, so I don't care which page I'm on. And now you should get a tweet button and a discuss comments area on your site. Cool. So if you need any further information, you can go to dotnetnuke.com. There'll be blogs up there about doing this. There's my own website where I also post blogs. my Twitter handle, at CNurse. And the next steps for you, please fill in your evaluation forms. Download .NET Nuke 5.6.2 from Coplex or the web platform installer, and you can use the Razor host module today. Or if you want to try and play with the new 6.0 features, then get the latest CTP when it ships. Actually, we just actually heard today we won't be shipping CTP3 this week, which was the plan. We'll be shipping a beta 1 sometime later in this month, and so you'll be able to get and play around with all the new features. So thank you very much. Any questions? The same place, Coplex. It's the same Coplex site. It'll be clearly marked. The 5.6.1 is marked as the latest release, or the CTPs and betas are just marked as betas or alphas. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, so thank you very much.